Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies, to our Sacred Sisterhood Business Call. I hope everybody is doing well. I want to talk about six things in our 15 minutes together as it pertains to female entrepreneurs or those of us that are, of course, about to get started into a business. So whatever side of the spectrum you're on, it's fine. But I want to cover these six areas. I get various questions about these six particular topics, so that is why I'm going to address each individual one in this call we have together. First things first, and this is point one, there is such a need for women to really advance in the area of spiritual business. There is more than a need, as a matter of fact. Women are natural, you know, we're just gifted. We're natural healers, we're natural teachers, we're natural priestesses, we're natural shamans. We are really nature's priestesses. That is what we are. And some of us, various religious backgrounds, various spiritual backgrounds, are conditioned and taught various things as it pertains to what a business is. What I want to offer as, you know, the first point, because my question was, can I or should I see my spiritual healings, my spiritual gifts as a business? That was the question I was given. So I want to say this in addressing the first one. You have to. You have to, because the world needs it. There, people, period, are just at a deficit. They're lacking, you know, compassion. They don't feel like people care about them. They don't feel like their needs are met. They, you know, are starved for companionship. There's a lot of things going on with people in general. And we have tried to go to therapists. We have, you know, sought out traditional medicine. And guess what? None of it has worked. And it hasn't worked because those that are nature's priestesses do not see themselves as spiritual entrepreneurs. You have to, ladies. If they can do it in the church, then those of us that are on the healing side of things, those of us that are teachers, priestesses, shamans, healers, we have to see it, prophetesses, we have to see it the same way. And when I say prophetesses, I mean sibyls. I don't mean that like people do, you know, in the church. I mean those with oracular gifts. You have to see that what you are going to offer the world is valuable and that people will place a value on it. If you place a value on it and you, you know, kind of put yourself out there, you have to do it, ladies. And it's not so much about you as it is about what you're supposed to do on this planet. If women do not heal the planet, it will not get healed, period. And you start by healing the planet by healing the individuals that reside on it. So that is to the first question that I got. To the second question, which is about us being called as women to a higher standard or purpose, even though we feel human, I want to briefly say this, because I have a six-week mentorship that I'm doing for the Sacred Sister Business Support where I'm going to go into each one of these six in great detail, but I just want to hit on them here. As far as you being called to a higher standard and purpose, even when you as a woman may feel inadequate or human, ladies, that is the nature of polarity, period. On one side, you know that you are the God spark, the divine spark within. And on the other side, you are basically housed in this human body. That is the polarity that we are in. It in no way validates the gift that you have. The third thing that I want to mention as far as the question that I got, the question was in pertaining to how do I mix the business side of this with the spiritual art side of it. I'm going to take a whole week to go into great detail about that because I do understand that that is a major problem for women, how to maneuver this and how to wear many hats, how to be, you know, the business professional, but at the same time, how to love the art, the craft that I love to do. I want to offer this, and like I said, I'll go deeper into it as we go through these 6 weeks together. I want to offer this. You cannot see them separate. If you see them separate, you're going to have a problem. You are not to see them separate. And that goes against what a lot of people tell you, that, you know, business is separate than personal. For those that are on the spiritual side of business, they are not separate. And I'll tell you exactly why, and I'll tell you the dangers also of the belief system that they have to be separate and why you end up having more problems than what you think. The next question that I got was about marketing and promotion. I'll go in, that's, you know, too long for us in our 15-minute session. But there are specific ways to market and promote your spiritual business, your spiritual gifting, and I'll go into that too. But there are certain ways, so do not think that there's not a market for it. There is a market for it, and I'll just show you how to tap into it. The next one is also like the elephant in the room. The question was about can I still do this if I am, you know, still kind of new at my gifts, or even if I'm good at my gifts, but I still doubt myself. Yes, you can do it, and this goes into another point. Regardless of what you feel about yourself, when you get into your gift, when you get into your zone, you really aren't that same person. That is a time where you have opened the channel and spirit is really in just in the form of you. So you may have those doubts, but never ever believe that the doubts that you have about yourself or your ability to heal, your ability to speak or oracular, your ability to teach, never think that your gift is the area of doubt, that your gift is doubtful. Even those in religion, in Christianity, know, and it even says that in, you know, in their Bible, that gifts come without repentance. You, on this planet, you are gifted. Everybody is gifted, period. You doubting your ability is something on the inside. That's why we have to, during that week, work on this confidence factor. That's something going on the inside. But do not mistake that doubt that you may have about your ability to do something with your gift's ability to actually produce. They are two different things. Nonetheless, ladies, I wanted to really address those, and I need a whole lot more time to go into it. Those are typically the biggest questions that I get, especially from women that, like I said, are getting into the business of spirituality or those that are already in it. And because of that, I have reopened my Sacred Sisterhood business support service, and what we're going to do is go through 6 weeks of training. We'll meet once a week and also do one-on-ones because I want to help you, you know, kind of map out your business plan, or if you already have one, I'm going to help you tweak it. So we're going to do it for 6 weeks. We are starting now, and the first session will, of course, be one-on-one where we, you know, kind of get some nuts and bolts stuff out of the way, and then every week from there, we will come together as a group via telecall, and I will address all of the six factors and teach on all of them that I just spoke of briefly on this particular call. Ladies, I know this to be true. There are so many of you that look at all these other spiritual women, that look at all these other spiritual business women, and you wonder how come she can channel and, you know, get compensated for it, or how come she can heal and teach and get compensated for it. And ladies, there's a lot of work that needs to be done mentally around this area, because I was once the same way. I was once the exact same way. I wondered Because even when I got into it, I got into it because I loved it. It was a passion. I didn't get into it for the business side of it. Eventually, I had to learn that side, and it is very interesting nonetheless. Some of these women that some of you all may look up to in the spiritual business arena are not as spiritual as a lot of people may think that they are. But nonetheless, you can do it. You're not separate. You're not different. If another woman can say that she's channeling the Egyptian god Thoth and get a few hundred to $1,000 for doing it, do not believe that there is not a client base where you cannot get it. Do not believe that. That is self-defeating beliefs. That's why we have to go into this 6 weeks and deal with this stuff. Do not believe that. Do not believe because another person or another woman wrote a book on chakra healing that you cannot do it too. Yes, you can. There is a base for you, just like there's a base for other people as well. So having said that, I'm very excited about doing this because I know there needs to be more women in the healing arena. There has to be more women in this healing arena, especially those that have a true, authentic intent to really want to help somebody, but at the same time be compensated for it. And there's nothing wrong with being compensated for it because the truth of the matter is, when you're compensated for it, you're going to sow into this economy that is going to help produce more workers of healing. Like for me, my foundation, my charity is connected to Building Trees. So what I've done is dedicate the money that I receive for any of my teachings, healings, consultations, spiritual work. I donate it and put it into Building Trees. And I partnered with a company that's in it. In Africa, and the women go actually out there and buy the seedlings and you know, do a whole bunch of other stuff. But if we don't do it, ladies, it's not going to be done, and that is the truth. So for anybody that really wants to get serious about starting a spiritual business or anybody that is already in a spiritual business but you need to kind of, you know, tweak it, get more rooted and grounded, or go to the next level, then this is for you. I'm going to do this for 6 weeks. Like I said, it's starting now because the first session we need to do a one-on-one so we, you know, get very, very clear about what you are, you know, needing and asking for. And anybody else that, of course, signs up, then whenever you come in, then, of course, you just can come in at your leisure. And we'll just work it from there. All of the calls will be archived, so just in case you're not there, you can, of course, always hear it. And not only that, you'll have access to me in our one-on-one session. So let's do this, ladies. Let's really go forth and bring out these gifts that you have. If you're already doing it and it's time to go to the next level, then it's time to go to the next level. I know there is not a lot of support for women spiritual entrepreneurs. I know it because when I was looking for them, they weren't there. Some of them were there, but they were more interested in me purchasing some of their products than really actually trying to help me build my own. So I know that it's there. The need is there, and I have no problem with helping and sharing what I've learned. So what I have done is put this on Early Bird. I've discounted it by 50%. It's on Early Bird until August 1st, but after that, you know, it's still, you know, discounted, and we are, you know, we can start whenever. Now is always the best time. Okay, ladies, that's what I wanted to. I hope that I've addressed some of the questions some of the ladies have already emailed me about, and I look forward to meeting you all. I look forward to looking at your gifts, your business. I, you know, look forward to helping you push it, birth it out, and let's just succeed, because the truth is there are other women and there are other people that are succeeding in this area. I am succeeding in the area too, and I do not want you to think that it is so concentrated that you cannot get in and you cannot do it. It's not about that. It's about what your gift is, what God the Mother put in you, and your ability to help other people on this planet. Again, if women don't do it, it will not get done. That's it, ladies.